Well, it happened again. We had a church claim that they knew the day that the rapture would happen. In case you were wondering, they said the rapture was going to happen September 23rd and 24th. Yeah, I wondered why 2 days, too. I mean, I know there's going to be a lot of people, but we're told this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. Now, don't get upset. The rapture didn't happen. You didn't get left behind. This was just one of the many times false teachers have lied to people, causing them to sell everything they have just to be humiliated, which I never understood why these people sell everything they own. It's not like you're going to take the money with you. This time, the false rapture claim was done by a fringe so-called church. Maybe the best known recent example of this false claim. Remember televangelist Harold Camping? Claimed he knew the day of the rapture, and that was proven wrong. He said, well, I've recalculated, and you know, obviously he was wrong second time, too. All of these perpetrators are blind to, I think, one of the most clear lessons by Jesus regarding the rapture. He even repeats it and expands on it. This is all in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus reveals this in verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And we have this in verse 42. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. And Jesus adds this in verse 44. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This teaching by Jesus is retold throughout the New Testament. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Also read this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. These false teachers really belong in the same category as witches, psychics, fortune tellers, mediums. They take advantage of people's faith and hopes to gain for themselves. This is what God says about all of these frauds in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Additionally, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, we read this, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. All throughout the Bible, we're warned about false prophets and teachers, along with how their rise will be a sign that the end times are approaching. We learn this in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. And we're given an even stronger warning in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. It's only God who knows what's to come and when. It's his word which prepares us for what's to come. It's why his Son was sent to teach and die for our sins. So why do you need to have faith in anyone else?